Now, the Postal Service wants to renegotiate union contracts as part of its plans to stop the hemorrhaging. They may not be the last agency to turn to this option as budget cuts get deeper. So what are your workers' rights during that kind of negotiation, and what should you be looking out for at your agency? Deborah Roth is a partner at Shaw Bransford & Roth. She joins us with some answers. Deborah, good morning. It's always great to have you.
Good morning, Amy. Thank you for having me.
So the process for this kind of renegotiation, does everybody have to agree to come back to the table? Can the management just trump whatever the current contract says? How does that work?
Well, currently they're in renegotiations, and under normal circumstances, they'd have to reach an agreement between the labor unions. Postal Service has four, but the two big labor unions are where the bulk of their employees are. They have about 560,000 full-time positions. And when you read what's out there, they're trying to reorganize and get themselves reduced by about 220,000 positions. They expect that they can do through attrition, but they feel they need to eliminate about 100, 120,000 positions. Under ordinary circumstances, they'd have to do it through their union contracts bar layoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kernel of the problem here, is they bar layoffs. So what you see now is that the Postal Service has gone to Congress, and there is, at least in the House, there is a bill pending, I think it was just last week, that would allow, if passed, would allow the Postal Service, as an act of law, it would ban requirements in negotiated agreements that bar layoffs, ban the bar. And if it passed, then as a matter of law, union contracts could not bar layoffs, and then they would be free to do their downsizing.
Here's my question, and you mentioned it earlier, and that is, under normal circumstances, this is what would happen, but these aren't normal circumstances. And I think it's conventional wisdom. These aren't normal circumstances for the Postal Service.
They are not.
But where do you find that on the spectrum? I mean, how do you define normal circumstances versus just a bad year or bad management or, fill in the blank? I mean, where does it go from being a rotten year to really unusual circumstances?
Well, they're in their fifth year of decline in mail volume, and by all estimates, they say in the last 5 years, the volume of mail has declined by 22%. And it declined last year, 2011. They do by fiscal year, and it declined last year by 1.7%. They project another 2% decline in mail. So that's their revenue stream. So they're in decline. Other federal agencies, assuming when Congress passes its budgets, they at least get funded. So they're being funded, and they're being funded at their current levels. And then when we see what the cuts are, everybody will know what their budget is. For the Postal Service, it's all based on their mail volume, and so they know they're in decline. And theirs is really tied not necessarily to the economy. Theirs is tied to, electronic mail and its competitors. Their labor costs at the Postal Service make up wage and labor make up 80%, wage and benefits make up 80% of their overall expenses. Their competitors, UPS and FedEx, it's like 60% and 40%. So part of it for them is just an enormous loss of revenue over the last 5 years. And the other part is their structure.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to ask about the structure, too. Does that make it different also based on how they are structured? They're a creature of the federal government, but they're not funded by tax dollars versus other federal agencies that might be, and then that gives them more leeway for renegotiation?
Yeah, they're a hybrid organization, and so they can't really act, even though they're not funded by the federal budget, by appropriations. They have to make their money. They have to make their funds through selling a product, right? Mail services. But they're not free to do whatever they want because they are, in some sense, controlled by the government. So they're required to have postal offices in many locations that they would rather not have postal offices. When you read their proposals, they want to cut 12% of their locations. So it's not like they're free to be UPS or FedEx. They're not.
Yeah.
Not currently. So they're their own real interesting experiment currently going on in the government, and a lot of people inside and outside the government on the Hill are watching how Congress deals with the Postal Service, because they are having fiscal problems, not the same kind of fiscal problems the rest of the government's having, but labor contracts are getting in the way of dealing with one aspect of getting out of their fiscal crisis.
We are talking with Deborah Roth, a partner at Shaw Bransford and Roth, and we need to wrap it up, but I do wanted to get in there advice from you for any workers who may be going through this kind of thing, and then would this then set a precedent for other agencies, or is it just two apples and oranges?
You know, it's too early to say whether Congress is going to enact legislation government-wide that will ban any layoff bars, you know, riffing federal employees, because it feels like that could be on the horizon, reductions in force, the buyouts buyouts and just attrition don't reduce the size of the government. It's too early to say whether that's there, but this is clearly the experiment. The House passed it. It'll see if the Senate passes it, and then they'll see how the labor unions react.